So, mining billionaire Andrew Twiggy Forrest has announced today that he's donating a whopping $70 million to bushfire-affected states. It's the biggest donation from a private donor thus far, including funds to support WA volunteers to fly in to help with immediate bushfire relief efforts. He's also pitching in to help develop a new blueprint on mitigation against the fire threat. When I caught Andrew Forrest, he was boarding a flight to see the fire damage on still-threatened Kangaroo Island. Very serious situation there this afternoon. I asked him exactly what this money will do.
Okay, so it is changing all the time because we're in the middle of a national disaster zone, and our ability to even visit communities is being hampered. I had the South Australian Premier last night pleading with us to go to King Island instead of Cuddly Creek. King Island is just, Kangaroo Island. And Kangaroo Island, as you know, is under enormous threat and has suffered terribly already. And it's under enormous threat now. But there are very key people there who'd like to see us in KI. So we will go to Kangaroo Island in the next couple of hours. I'll try and get across to Cuddly Creek in South Australia to meet with a couple hundred members of the burnt out communities there, and then up into New South Wales and Victoria. We'll try and get to between 3 and 6 communities initially in each of the states.
Yeah, so on that blueprint, has the federal government and have state governments said to you, yes, that's a good idea, we want to do that?
Yeah, we have, of course, been speaking to a number of ministers across Cabinet about this. We have spoken to other companies. We acknowledge that $500 million is probably the bare minimum the nation will need to create a blueprint for a resilient Australia. We call it Project Resilience. And we've also had philanthropists from other parts of the world reach out to us. We haven't contacted them initially. They have reached out to us and said, look, how can we help? This is a red light warning for the planet, and it's just devastating to see a country which they all love up in flames.
One of the elements here, and you've touched on it briefly, but let's go a bit more into it, is that you want to assemble 1,200 people from the agriculture and mining sector, spending $10 million on that, okay, yep, to volunteer to go in and be boots on the ground effectively, to do work on the ground. You're a rich man. Why don't you pay those 1,200 people?
You see, our budget has a per diem budget in there. I've worked with hundreds, if not in my time, thousands of volunteers. Some do not want payment, and some do need some out-of-pocket expenses or a per diem amount, and we're not quibbling about that.
And one of the problems agencies have is that in 12 months or 2 years, their money runs out, but there's still huge need and no one's giving anymore because the attention's moved. Have you considered holding off and giving further down the track, or will you step in again at that point?
I'd just like to say that Australia has been through a shocking wildfire disaster already called Black Saturday. The Minderoo Foundation, which is nowhere the scale and the size and capacity it is now, stayed in that region for 2 years. And, you know, I'm sure the people of Marysville and Firedale and these other regions can say they have beautiful communities. We played a very small part in their recovery. We were able to put villages on the ground, accommodation on the ground, encouragement, a little bit of capital here and there, and just to strongly encourage people who have lost everything.
And the science here says that the root cause of these catastrophic, extensive, you know, ever longer, ever more dramatic fires is climate change. That's what's drying the landscape. It's what's diminishing our rainfall. It's what's creating these conditions. You obviously have a sense of that. Are you using your influence with the government to urge the Morrison government to do more on climate change?
I think we do what we can. Like, I'm very fortunate to chair a large Australian public company. We are switching as fast as we can, spending over $500 million to move away from diesel and oil, of course coal, to solar and to gas. Company, I think leading by example is more important, I think, than preaching to other people. And also at the Minderoo Foundation and the Minderoo Group, we're investing heavily in solar. We have dedicated at least $200 million to solar investments, and as you know, between Fortescue and Mindaroo, we've been investing heavily in both hydrogen and in solar.
Andrew Forrest, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Linda.
WA mining billionaire and philanthropist Andrew Forrest.